Our Town by American playwright Thornton Wilder turned 75 earlier this year. It begins with the stage manager in the story introducing the audience to the residents of a teeny New Hampshire town by the name of Grover's Corners. By the final curtain, Wilder has covered daily life, love, marriage, death, and eternity in this forward-leaning, Pulitzer Prize-winning three-act play. Greensboro Technical Community College brings Our Town to the Triad Thursday, November 7th through the 16th, with evening performances at 8 at the GTCC Fine Arts Theater on the Jamestown campus. Theater program director June Goralnik is the author of several full-length plays dealing with American history. She spoke with me along with fly-by-night theater resident playwright, literary manager, and actor Tommy Troll, who plays Our Town's stage manager.
It's a wonderful play. I mean, you know, unfortunately, the way that the play gets done, they try to preserve a lot of the quaintness of it and the old-fashioned nature of it, and I think that that's a mistake. There's something revolutionary about the play in the way that it deals with the audience, in the way that it deals with time, in the way that it deals with character, and this is something that we've tried to address with our production of it, a non-standard production of this play. Our Town was actually the very first paid acting gig I ever had in my life when I was 15, and I played George Gibbs. It was a very different production from what we're doing now.
Well, I want to find out more about this production. I mean, there's your all's take on this, but at the time, I understand that he was growing dissatisfied with the way theater had been going. He was kind of progressive in that sense as well. He's quoted here as saying, "I felt that something had gone wrong. I began to feel that the theater was not only inadequate, it was evasive."
I don't think Wilder wanted this play to be pretty pretty. I think he really wanted it to tear at people's guts and have them reflect on the human condition. You know, and over the years, it's become this very sort of pretty veneer-like show.
Nostalgic look back.
And there's, of course, certainly there's nothing wrong with that. And it's lovely and it still works for the play. But I don't think that was Wilder's intention. I think he really wanted to shake people up. We're attempting to do that with this show. We're attempting to go back to what I truly believe was his original impulse.
What makes you think that? Was it the looming World War II on the horizon? He concerned about
this? This is a Depression era piece. There's no doubt about it. You know, when you think about when it premiered in 1938. I mean, America's still in a depression. And yes, the war is on the horizon. So there's a dark element that does, you know, undercurrent through the play. And we have put that back.
So how do you do it? How do you get at these undercurrents without not distorting, but changing the trajectory of the story?
I had this vision. I know this sounds so wild, but really, as I was reading this play about a year ago, I saw this image in my head of a kind of post-Katrina community that was struggling to get back on its feet. And once I saw that, it's like I had this feeling that it all clicked for me. I mean, that's our town today. That's a lot of towns in America, you know, struggling to stay on track, struggling for their residents, you know, the community folks to make a living, to survive. And so it just hit home that this is how our town needs to be done today.
Greensboro Technical Community College Theater Program Director June Goralnik. And before June, we heard from fly-by-night theater resident playwright, literary manager, and actor Tommy Troll. Tommy plays the stage manager in Thornton Wilder's Pulitzer Prize-winning play Our Town, which opens Thursday night, November 7th, at the GTCC Fine Arts Theater on the Jamestown campus. It'll run through the 16th, with evening performances at 8. You can hear Tommy in a dramatic reading from the play with GTCC actor Damone Taylor, who plays Emily. That's from our complete interview, and you'll find it at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. You'll also find links to ticket information and more. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.